I'm Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and we're way off today.
Way off, yep. I can't even figure out what day it is.
It's Wednesday, I thought.
Yes.
Okay. With us today, Wayne Todden. I got that right, didn't I?
Yes, you got that right, yep.
From the Sling Pilot Academy. You guys have a great display right outside of our studio. Thank you for that. We have a view
this
year.
Well, that's the airplanes, though, not the Pilot Academy.
No, but the airplanes are cool, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So tell us about the Pilot Academy.
So before we started the academy, I bought an aircraft from the Sling guys, and I bought a TSI. So beautiful aircraft, lovely glass panel. Love my aircraft. And while we were in South Africa last year building it, my son decided he wanted to be a commercial pilot. So when we got back, I thought, well, I'll go and look at some compressed programs. I knew the guys at Sling had a flying school, and they'd had it for 7 years. But I heard stories about it just, you know, taking much longer than expected if you just did it casually. So I started looking at compressed courses for my son. We were both having a look. And basically, after visiting a few of them, we were just really unimpressed with what we saw. I mean, most of the schools were using old Cessnas and steam gauges. And even if they claimed glass panel, they would say, oh, well, that's, you know, you can spend a week in Phoenix and get exposed to a glass panel there, but all of your training is on steam gauges. And I just thought, wow, I've got this beautiful aircraft. You know, why would I do that? So I went to Jean and Matt and said, look, there's just nothing around using modern aircraft, glass cockpits. You know, why don't you put something together? And I've got a business background, so I started doing a whole lot of research and just thought, wow, this is a fantastic opportunity. There's a massive demand for pilots right now. Boeing had just done a study that said we needed, I think, about 89 new pilots a day. And then at the same time, a friend of mine, years beforehand, he's a captain at American Airlines, and he told me back then that there was a pilot shortage coming up. So he was part of a kind of like a task force, I guess, at American, working out what to do about the pilot shortage. So all of this together was kind of like a perfect storm for me. And I thought, this is a great opportunity, and Matt and John were into me coming on board as a new partner. So
there you go.
So yeah, that's what I did.
All you had to do was convince the wife.
Yes.
That's the part they don't talk about.
That's the hard part, too.
Yeah, anyway. So how long have you been running the academy?
So we kicked off in February. We did a lot of planning. So we first started talking about this about a year ago, and I did about 7 months of planning and business planning, and we kicked off in February, and it's just been a huge success. We've got 14 full-time students, you know, we've got a great vibe. That was one of the other things I noticed. One of the schools we visited, they said, oh, go ahead and talk to some of the students. And they just, you know, there just wasn't a good vibe there. And they were saying, oh, yeah, they just kind of jam you through. And I was thinking, wow, why did they even let me talk to these guys, you know? So we've tried to do everything we can to make it a really fun environment. I mean, people are going to should enjoy themselves if they're going to be there 9 months. You've got to make it fun, and you know, we've set the whole hangar up with couches and tables and bar stools, and we've got a really nice vibe going there now. So, like, for example, I flew to Dallas and I came back on the 4th of July, which was a day off for the academy. Half of the students were there. They were in the simulator. They were hanging out. Some were washing aircraft. And it's, you know, I think we've really done a good job.
You know, when they graduate, they're not going to want to leave. You're going to have to kick them out.
Yeah.
Well, you never know. You might hire a couple of them as your as instructors as this thing grows, too.
We will. So that's actually part of the program. So we offer our graduates jobs as instructors. And then the other interesting part for us was a lot of schools find it hard to get instructors, but once people found out what we had going on, we're getting called by instructors to say, hey, I love what you guys are doing over there. Do you need any instructors? And we're literally getting a call every couple of days now, which is
Well, they want to fly
amazing.
The modern airplanes, too.
Exactly, yeah. So they want to fly. I mean, obviously, you guys have seen the Sling. It's right across from your
gorgeous
station here, and it's...
Man, you better lock them up because one of them might leave early.
I was going to say, we are groveling for rides here.
Well, Jean's out there giving rides in the TSI.
Oh, boy.
We're in trouble now.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it sounds like you've got a really good thing going, because when half the students want to just hang around on their day off, that says something. That means that enthusiasm levels are high and that they're motivated and they want to learn. They want to be as good as they possibly can be.
Yeah, absolutely. And, man, I mean, we still pack a lot in. So in 9 months, you...
Yeah, let's talk about that. 9 months for the full program. That is from zero to commercial.
CFII. So it's actually, yeah, wow. So you get your private instrument, commercial single, commercial multi, flight instructor single, flight instructor multi, flight instructor instrument.
That sounds really intense.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's a lot. And but our students are there every day. We're in Torrance in California, so... Southern California, so we have beautiful weather.
That's never a factor.
Yeah. So, you know, we get some June gloom, they call it, a little bit of fog. But the good thing about the academy is, let's say you had a flight booked at 8 and there's fog, well, it just gets pushed out. So everybody flies almost every day. We do ground every day. It's weekdays, Monday to Friday. And then we've got a full motion Redbird simulator. You know, they get plenty of sim time as well.
Okay. You're operating this like a college, so people are living on campus, if you want to call it that?
So we have some apartments that are about a mile and a half from the airport. What I tell people is it's less than the distance of the runway from the end of the runway. We just happen to be at the other end, so it's about a mile and a half. But, yeah, we have an accommodation option, and we've got students from Hawaii, Idaho, Texas, from all over the place. And we also have an option for people that have their private pilot in 80 hours to start and do a six-month course. So we've got quite a few of those people as well. So particularly people from areas where, you know, we've heard from some of our students, gosh, we had such bad weather, I didn't get to fly for a month.
Yeah.
So they end up, end up with us.
We're from Pennsylvania, and you wake up to what we call industrial gray mornings. It's just crappy overcast, and yeah, maybe it'll burn off, maybe it won't.
Yeah.
So, California, yeah, nice weather.
Well, the only thing you have to worry about in California is the occasional earthquake.
Yeah, but that doesn't bother you once you're off the ground.
That's it.
The earthquake is nothing but the elevator lifting the runway up to that student that's flaring out too high.
Yep.
How many aircraft do you have?
So we've got 8 in the fleet right now. So we've got 6 single engine and 2 twins. And for the twins, we're using Technam P2006T.
Okay. Yeah, that was another thing I was wondering. What were you using for multi-engine?
I was kind of hoping it was a Beech Baron. That's a nice ride. Well, of course, it's pricey.
But it's not modern.
Yeah, so the reason we go for the Technam is it's kind of along the same lines as the Sling. It's got Garmin G1000 glass panel, autopilot. You know, it's a truly modern aircraft.
That's a lot to learn. I was thinking about the one time I flew one of our other air hosts as a commercial pilot for Air Wisconsin back then, and we rented a 172 that was full glass cockpit, and the first time I'd ever been in one. And I'm like, oh my God, what is all this stuff, you know? And he's like, oh, look, there's an airplane over there. Oh, look. And he's flipping screens, and I'm like, what are you doing, man? I'm just looking out the window trying to fly here.
It's amazing. I mean, yeah. We really put them to the test. So we flew here in the TSI. We flew nonstop from LA to Oshkosh. It was 10.1 hours, and we did a ceiling test on the way. We got the aircraft up to 27,000 feet.
Wait a minute.
Oh, my goodness.
10 hours of flight without a fuel stop in the airplane?
They caught a really good tailwind.
Tailwind, my foot. They're getting great gas mileage.
Well, we put an extra 30 gallons on the back seat, so we cheated a little.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, still, right. That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's not bad at all. 27,000 feet.
Yeah.
What was your ground speed?
Our ground speed, it actually wasn't that high. I think we were about 170 ground speed at that time. Oh, 160, 170, so not that fast. Just we were so high, we were right at the ceiling. We're actually getting better performance down at 17,500 feet.
Yeah. But well, there's some air to work with.
You just wanted to have that great story saying, hey,
that's right.
We got this high.
That's right. You know, I took an ultralight up to 40,000 feet once.
Well, it's funny. I was telling Mike Blythe, who designed the aircraft, and he told me he took a trike up to 25,000 feet. So I thought.
Oh, my goodness. Got to beat that. That's what you thought.
Yeah. But that's what attracted me to these aircraft in the first place as well. I mean, these crazy South Africans have, you know, they've flown around the world 3 times. They've, you know, John and Mike did a 27.5-hour ocean crossing over the Atlantic Ocean. So I thought, well, you know, if they can do that, then I can safely take my family out to Catalina or something.
There you go. Yeah. Wow.
Catalina sounds like a fun opportunity, but
it's a bit of water there to get
just
there.
Just a little bit. I hear it's got a really tiny little runway too.
It has, but they've got great cookies there.
Ah, makes it worth it.
And buffalo burgers.
Buffalo burgers? Nice. They don't have buffalo on Catalina Island.
They do. They've got buffalo on Catalina.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we gotta go. Listen,
okay.
We keep going like this.
You're
gonna
convince
me.
Since you have such great weather, you don't really get a chance to do much hard IFR, do you?
We do in the May and June. We actually do get some. We get some kind of foggy weather. They call it May gray and June gloom.
Okay.
So there's a good opportunity to.
So that your program's designed around that. That's when all the instrument training is done. Quick. It's foggy.
Well, they can always go to another part of the country, although that may not really be practical. But IFR is IFR. It's just,
point is
there's hardball IFR, which is when the weather is completely crap.
When there's rocks in those clouds,
yeah. That's right, cumulogranite.
Yeah. Where can we find out more about you on the field?
So the sling tent is right across from EAA Radio. That's a great place to go. Come and have a look at the aircraft.
Nobody can find us, so that probably doesn't help much.
It's
where the old International Federal Pavilion used to be.
So we're kind of in between where the workshops are and the runway.
Right.
And then at the other end of the workshops, the education tent is where you can find out about the Pilot Academy. So we've got a separate booth for the Pilot Academy the education tent.
All right. Well, be sure to check them out. We've been joined by Wayne Tudden. Thank you very much. Towden, excuse me. I got it.
No worries.
I'm Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.